join with so many of you this time.
We've got two visitors. The lady who we spoke about and her husband.
To them, we say that we embrace them warmly. They, as you, my dear friends, are seekers after truth. As you well know, there are no new truths. Eternal truth has always been and always will be. But mankind is forever seeking what he terms the truth. For the purpose of our dear friends who have joined us at this time, we will speak generally, and I will invite you to ask any questions that you may have this time.
Thank
you. I would say only this about truth. What you harvest in your daily lives is dependent on the seeds that have been sown throughout that human lifetime. But what I wish to say to you, my dear friends, is that all truth is available to you only when you go inwards, to those quiet moments when only the Spirit shines forth. Then, and only then, will the truth of all eternity become a little clearer for you. Therefore I say to you once more, and my dear friends within this room have heard me say on many occasions, all is available to you, but you must seek, but you will find if you are seeking with love and looking for that light within. Now, my dear friends, let us have any questions at this time.
You have any questions, Sue or Larry?
Would you want to think about it? Yes, one that has occurred to me recently, I value any comments you might have on alcohol. A little drinking is of alcohol is a very common habit, and especially at the end of the week, people go down to a pub and have a drink, and they relax. And for a lot of people, I'm wondering if that is a good thing, and almost a first step to going within, to to relax from the from the weekly problems. There's reference in our Bible to taking a little wine for your stomach, Timothy, and I've also heard it said that alcohol diminishes the aura. Well, anyway, I'd be glad of any thoughts you have on. I'm not looking at overindulgence. I'm looking at a small amount of alcohol at times to help people relax. I'd be glad of any commentary you have on that.
Yes. I feel, my dear friends, that a little justification may be looked for this time. But what I wish to say to you is that all of mankind has the responsibility for the protection of that housing which you call bodies. Whether or not we from our world approve or disapprove does not matter. Because, as you know, you come to this lifetime with all of those attributes which is to see you forward in this life. You have free will, and mankind uses it wisely or unwisely, as you may see it. I would say to you, who need this, that all of living in this world, which at times for many is not easy, whatever can help you to go forward with understanding, with peacefulness in your heart, cannot be totally bad. Therefore I say to you, after all, the fruit upon your trees creates what do you call alcohol, does it not?
Yes.
And who would we be to say that what is produced upon your earth is wrong? Would not be right to say those words. Therefore, my words to you, my dear friend, is that those people who need the crutch of alcohol, let it be so. But I hasten to add that all of these substances are indeed crutches. Why do you need support to go inwards? All you need is but to close your eyes and to focus your thinking. That is all that you need.
Yes, indeed, yes, those are wise words. Yes, I ask the question because it is such a common indulgence that I'm sure it will be of interest to many, many people. Thank you for your words.
Always each one has to take responsibility and remember that these physical bodies is after all that temple for the spirit. Therefore I would say only this to you all, that you can only do what you feel is best for each one of you. Because each individual has the responsibility when they come to our world to see more clearly how they have treated that temple called the physical body. Then, and only then, will the whole picture emerge, and the understanding that comes with it. I hope that is helpful to you.
Yes, and thank you for the word crutch, because that seems a particularly apt word to use.
Yes. All of these substances are unnecessary. But, as I have said, we cannot interfere in your daily lives. And if someone finds benefit from it without harm to others, then so it must be. As long as they never harm another human being, then to them it seems acceptable, then that is how it must be. Do you understand, my dear friends?
Yes, that's also an important consideration.
Yes, there was a program on our television which was talking about a scientific breakthrough on the subject of sleep and the fact that scientists now think they have greater understanding as to why some people find it very hard to stay awake. I can't remember the name of the condition, but some people find it extremely difficult to stay awake and they spend most of their time fast asleep. It's a real battle to try and stay awake. And investigating all of these things, scientists now think that it's something to do with what goes on in the centre of the brain and a certain drug is released by the brain. And drug manufacturers have now talked about creating this drug themselves to have the opposite effect, whereby they administer the drug with the intention of keeping people awake so that they no longer need to go to sleep, and that they have described a society where people just are awake 24 hours a day and they never go to sleep. Well, I can't help thinking that this would be an extremely bad thing because of the link that we have with spirit world during our sleep time, and that would be severely interfered with. So I would be concerned that this line of scientific effort is in fact probably a bad thing for mankind. I was wondering if you could say anything about that, please.
Yes. Let me say this to you. That, as I have told you many times, your scientists are impressed from our world for all and many, many things in this world.
Yes.
Information gained for the good of mankind, we have to say, scientists in this age of your time are not accepting with full love and understanding.
Yes.
I have just said that we cannot interfere in your lives, and this still stands. We can influence, we can uplift, but we cannot interfere.
Yes.
Therefore, if information given to these scientists is abused, then again I bring to you responsibility.
Yes.
But to go further and answer your question, I must say this. That to interfere with the sleep state of an individual cannot be good for that spirit. Because, as you have rightly said, in the sleep state, the spirit frees itself from the human form. I believe you will find that this state of affairs will not happen. The spirit will always find time to leave the body, to after all be rejuvenated in our world whilst the sleep state exists.
Yes. If that rejuvenation didn't happen, I'd imagine the consequences would be,
yes,
would be awful.
I will not go into that just at this present time.
Yes.
But it does not leave much for your imagination to consider what the consequences might be.
Yes.
Are you happy?
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's very interesting.
If we have a what we call a nap in the daytime, especially as one gets older, it happens, does the spirit go then into the spirit world?
The spirit will always take any opportunity to be refreshed,
yes,
and rejuvenated.
I mean, sometimes, you know, I've woken up in the daytime and felt very cozy.
Yes, that is because the spirit has been freed from the entrapment of the body.
I see. Mm-hmm. I think there's a few more naps, Margaret.
Yeah, I don't think more. Dropping off.
Anyone else? Yes, I was standing in a very long queue today at the post office, and because I was beginning to feel bored, I started to project to send love to all the people in the queue. I thought it would keep me busy. And then the man standing in front of me, I felt I wanted to project some pink, the colour pink around him. And then I wondered if I should be doing this because I didn't have his consent. And I just wondered what you would say about that.
Yes. We have spoken before, have we not, about this? That the power of your thoughts are most powerful. But what you must never do is give those powerful thoughts to another unless it is for good reason. You did not know that the person who stood before you was in need unless it was given to you.
Yes.
Therefore, always be careful, my dear friend, that you are not interfering in another's life.
Yes, that's what I wanted. But to send
love
that's all right.
And healing thoughts, it is a different matter.
Right, thank you. Yeah.
But when you begin to send colour,
yes, that's a different one.
Then we are speaking about something entirely different.
Right, yes.
So, although your intention was good and honest, you were right to withhold it and to refrain from giving such thoughts.
So, question?
You've answered my question. Thank you. It was about sleep.
Yes.
About sleeping in the daytime.
You, my dear friend, would have much to give to our world, have much to give to this world. But as I have said, you are a seeker of truth, and you are still searching within for who and what you are. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Yes. Yes. You could be a worker for spirit if you so desired. I believe you may have been told that you are capable of healing?
Yes.
Yes. And have you done something about it?
Yes.
Good. But you must go forward and seek. You need to move forward. You do not become stationary in the knowledge that you have. Always you must project yourself forward. They come close to you from our world. Yes.
Do not think so.
They do. They come very, very close to you.
How can we learn to recognize my spirit close to me?
You will begin to sense. There is nothing that you can do physically. All that you can do is allow yourself to become more open. You understand what that means. Otherwise, you could not heal. It is not always necessary to feel the spirit around you, as long as you provide the hands that are needed. Provided you allow your vehicle to be used, then all will fall into place. So whatever you give to another, you give with an open heart and mind, and we will do the rest. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
You are much blessed by those who come to you.
Larry?
Yes, good evening. Thank you for allowing us to be in your circle this evening. One thing I wanted to ask is, a few years ago, myself and Sue were involved in a circle, and everything seemed to be working fine. But for reasons I won't go into, things have now drifted away, and we haven't really been all out going to churches and that sort of thing along the way. We haven't really been that involved for many reasons, but what I'd like to know is, do you think it's now time for us to start getting back in a bit deeper at this time? If I may ask that question.
That, my dear friend, is why you are in this room tonight. I would say to you, now is the time for you both to go forth. Although you have been involved in previous times, it really was not meant to be, not meant to continue in the way that it was. In the same way as it has taken many, many years of these sittings with this group, and people have gone, as many more will in the future. There is a time for each one to become more involved. Sometimes daily living interferes with what you know you should be doing. There are many reasons why people don't go forward in this situation. But I can say to you quite clearly, my dear friends, that this opportunity has been given to you. But we cannot live life for you. And you must now recognize and take advantage of what is before you. You must become aware with those spiritual eyes all that is placed before you. Do you understand? There is a time for all people. For some, it begins the moment that they are born. For others, it comes later in their lifetime. But for all people, first and foremost, you are spirit. And this you must never forget. Both of you, I would say, have the capability of sitting quietly together and allowing that spirit within to come forth. But it is not for me to tell you which pathway you must take. I can offer you hope and guidance, but I cannot point the way. That must be your decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In pain for my friend Betty, and the great news, she'll soon be home. She should be home within a fortnight. And she's given them very good money. Thank you, all pray for.
And we thank you, my dear friends, for all of your thoughts. Do not forget that you also have played a great part in the help that the lady has received. I have to say, my dear friends, that I become increasingly aware how different your thoughts to us have become, how much stronger and with so much love they are sent to our world compared to a few of your years ago. If only you could be aware of your own lights, I am sure you would be truly amazed. I have to say to you this time that I have been with you for a short time. Or rather, perhaps you would consider it, in your terms, quite a long time. But it is not. It is but a short time. I came to you, my dear friends, on a wave of love and understanding. I came because the time was right for you all to learn more. And you have accepted me with love. Love which at times has nearly overwhelmed me. But I say to you, each and every one, my dear friends, that not only has it been your love, but your compassion, your humility for your fellow mankind that has attracted me to you. I can say this to each individual here. It is not just one or two, but it is this whole group. It is indeed spiritual gifts that each one of you hold. And it is indeed those spiritual gifts that have taken you forward and will continue to help you to grow. And each new piece of information which I bring to you, I am happy for you to dissect. I am happy for you to question. And I am most happy when you accept it with love.
Well, we are most happy to receive. But I rather fancied I had a conversation with you recently. I was trying to fathom personality. I was looking to yours and wondering if I was right to consider yourself as a personality. I seem to get something coming back which suggested I should attempt to define what personality is.
Is that not a good question?
A very good question. Yes. I felt on thinking about it that personality stems from spirit and various factors, if I could just loosely say that, in spirit, and in which case our personality, each one of us, is has a very similar basis to your own, in that, yours derives from a much further and more refined and many more refined personalities, shall I say.
Yes. We get into difficult waters when we try to define my personality. Because, as you full well know, I am not one personality. I show myself to you and speak to you as what you define as personality. But I am but a voice for many in our world who bring to you truth and understanding. But that is not to say I cannot impress upon you the feeling that I am but one of you. Do you understand?
Yes, but it's more like you are many, many personalities.
Yes. Yes. It is an interesting word, a personality. And perhaps it could be that all of you could think about that, and we may discuss it another time. It would be interesting to hear you all speak about your own personality. I am sure you would find it most interesting.
George Fields. Yeah, I was thinking we might probably George feels that maybe our personalities are like yours because we're all blending together.
Yes, that is one aspect of it, of course. And that is something I would have expected to be discussed when we do discuss it. Mm. But yes, you are correct. It is the blending of each one of you which creates this ideal thought. But it is a very good question. Are there more questions this time?
Yes, there might be. Somebody else. Somebody stopped.
You go ahead.
I think my little girl is seeing aura. Aura colours. Can you confirm this? I feel that she, when she talks about people, she is seeing a colour. She often says she can see a colour with her. Is this...
We have said before that your children do attract spirit children to them. It is because of the energy that comes from them. But I would say, and I can say to you, that yes, this child is aware of much more than you realize.
Right. Thank you.
So please try to encourage.
I will.
When you can.
Yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Do you have something you wanted to say?
No. I feel at this time that as I begin to leave you, that each one should sit quietly and see who is with them. So I will leave it with you, my dear lady, to encourage the others to speak of what they see and feel.
Yes.
Before I leave you this time, my dear friends, I say to you, have upliftment in your hearts. Be optimistic for your future. And that when you go inwards, in your time of quietness, remember all of those people who come to help you in your daily lives. For this we ask that blessings be placed upon them, that your knowledge becomes expanded, and that the love that you feel for each other continues to grow. And with those words, I will leave you now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I look forward to the next time. Sitting in the buckets. Yeah. Good evening. Thank you.